Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I look forward to sharing this next half hour with you.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Service for Jesus your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
Well, good morning, and to the mothers who are listening this morning, I wish you a very happy Mother's Day. You know, a mother's relationship with her child is one of the greatest influences there is. When Barna Research surveyed practicing Christians on the influences that had led them to faith in Christ, they found that 68% of people, their practicing Christians, gave credit to their mother's influence, and only 46% gave credit to their father's faith. This morning, if you're a mother, don't underestimate the power that you have in your family as an influencer toward God. Author John Abbott claimed that research has shown that a mother has as powerful an influence over the welfare of future generations as all other causes combined. My friend, this morning, God has a very important role for each mother to play as they're raising their family.
Tender care and turn my eyes above. I'll bless her all my days for all her gentle ways. Oh, how I thank my Lord above for my mother's gentle love.
Who always wipes my tears away? Who tells me I'll
has taught me of God's tender care and turned my eyes above. I'll bless her all my days for all her gentle ways. Oh, how I thank my Lord above for my mother's gentle love, for my mother's gentle love.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you that you're a God who hears our words as we're speaking to you even now. Lord, you see all across our town, across our listening audience, the many different concerns and requests far beyond our ability to comprehend even. But Lord, you see each one. And I pray that you would guide and direct. Would you be God in those circumstances and situations? Lord, for our mothers today, we pray that you would bless and help. Thank you for a godly mother. And thank you, Lord, that you're a God who is faithful to guide and to lead, to give strength and provision for each and every one that turns their eyes to you, that reaches toward you. We ask this morning that you would bless and help in all that's accomplished today. May it be for your glory and for the upbuilding of your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
About my Lord for so many years. I've sung when I've been happy, I've sung when I've had tears. Some folks may even question if it's all been just a show, but the reason that I'm singing, I want the world to know. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is the power to save. I sing because His grace is real to me. I sing because I know I'm not alone. I sing because someday I'm going home where I shall sing through all eternity. I have sung to those walking through the fiery trial. I've watched their saddened faces turn in happy smiles. I bowed my head and whispered, Lord, please do the same for me. Oh, I'm glad that I can tell you, He gave me victory. I sing because there is an empty grave. I sing because there is the power to save. I sing because His grace is real to me.
morning, let's consider the influence that a mother can have on her children. You know, I'm blessed to have a godly mother, and her influence has played an important role in my desire to serve God and to walk with Him. Yes, my mother is human, and she has her faults and flaws, but I know that she loves God. And when she would testify in church, as I grew up, often tears would come to her eyes as she talked about her relationship with her Lord. You know, I saw in her life the reality of what she spoke of, and her testimonies often caused my eyes to fill with tears as well, because God truly is good, and I knew the reality of what she spoke of. You know, even if I didn't always see eye to eye on many things with my mother, and we had plenty of our disagreements, as teenagers and parents are prone to have, I knew that her faith was real, and it was something that I wanted to have in my life as well. You know, I was blessed to grow up with the knowledge that walking with Jesus was a beautiful way to live. This morning, let's consider Timothy's godly heritage. As we look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, we're going to break in at verse number 5. We read, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." You know, it's a beautiful thing to see multiple generations passing down their faith. It speaks to the reality of a faith that's transformed their lives so that even your closest family members know that your faith is real and they've seen the hand of God at work in you. In the life of Timothy, Paul had knowledge of the faith of his godly grandmother Lois and of his mother Eunice and could point Timothy to these godly examples in his life. Over in Acts 16, verse 1, we're reminded that Timothy's father was a Greek, and it seems by all references to him that we find that Timothy's father, biological father that is, did not follow God as Eunice and Timothy did. Paul took Timothy as a spiritual son and guided and encouraged this young man to grow in faith and even mentored him into a leadership role in the early church. Timothy was blessed to have a godly heritage in his life that prove the power of true religion. Timothy had seen faith in action in two of his closest family members. And so Timothy had a great gift. So what is this gift of God that Paul speaks of that Timothy was given? Multiple times in the New Testament, we see the apostles laying hands on people and praying that God would bless them with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it seems that this is the gift that Paul is referencing in this passage of Scripture. In verse 7, Paul clearly says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'd like to consider first that Paul makes it clear that God is not giving us a spirit of fear that would cripple us or keep us from doing the things that we should. You know, I think that sometimes people confuse the fear of the Lord that we see in the Old Testament with a spirit of fear. The fear of the Lord in the Old Testament had to do with a recognition of who God is as the Lord of all things, that ultimate authority. We can understand this fear as a healthy fear that deters us from doing what is wrong because we know we will receive our just reward. For example, if you've not been reporting your earnings truthfully on your income tax forms, it'd be quite frightening to get a letter in the mail saying that you're about to be audited by the IRS. You fear because you know that you're in the wrong, and judgment is about to come down, isn't it? That's a healthy fear that keeps us from doing what is wrong. But in contrast, a spirit of fear is something that keeps us from doing what we should be doing. It keeps us from testifying about what God's done for us. It keeps us from doing right things, you know, the things that God wants us to do, and it cripples us spiritually. Can you see the difference between a spirit of fear and a proper fear of the Lord? One cripples us and keeps us from serving God, while the other guides our actions. So this gift of God helps us to break free from our spiritual fear, as God gives us three essential gifts to allow us to serve and live for Him. First, God gives us power. For young Timothy, the power that he needed to serve God and the capacity he was called into must be heaven-sent. Yes, Timothy has personally witnessed the sufferings and heartaches that Paul has endured in serving Christ, and he knows full well the challenges that might be facing him. He, no doubt, is looked at suspiciously by both Jew and Greek because of his biracial heritage. People would have naturally been hesitant to follow this young man. But the power of God will become evident in his life, and he is used by God powerfully because of that power that God has given to him. Second, we see that Timothy has received a gift of love. You know, it's very likely that with his heritage, being biracial, Timothy had felt rejection, something that can easily lead to anger and bitterness. Even in his relationship with his biological father, there's been a divide in their spiritual lives and their desires. No doubt, Timothy has witnessed a divide between his parents as well, as his mother chose to serve the living God, and it would seem that his father followed after the Greek traditions. This was the training ground in which Timothy was raised, where the religion of his mother and grandmother were proven to him in a test of faith. But God has given to Timothy love, not a romanticized, feel-good kind of love that follows emotional ups and downs, but a love that causes him to see people as Jesus sees them. And faith in God was a personal reality for Timothy, as he has been filled by the love of God. This love, when combined with the power of God, has enabled Timothy to speak and to serve others as God desired. My friend, this morning, as we share the love of God, we find that it grows so much deeper and powerful in our own lives, doesn't it? But wait, power and love can combine to form an exciting experience, but you need something more to sustain you in life. Paul points to the third gift of God that's been given to Timothy, that of a sound mind. You know, this morning, true faith in God does not disconnect you from reality. It is the most sensible and logical path that one can follow. You know, as you're freed from the bondage of sin that would have you following every evil lust and desire, you're able to live in peace and contentment. Do the things you should do. This sound mind that Paul speaks of here is a reference to living with self-discipline and also understanding God's will for our lives. It's like a walking with clarity. First, God gives us a reason to live and hope for the future that cannot be shaken. You know, while we don't have much information on the lives of Lois and Eunice, the reference made by Paul indicates that these two women were shining examples of godliness. Godliness is most often proven in times of difficulty and struggle, where only the power of God can bring a person through. You know, a person can make great claims about their spiritual state when everything is going their way. But I encourage you, if you get a chance, sit with someone who's suffered for their faith. You'll find a power that the fair-weather believer does not have. Timothy was not being tricked or conned into following Jesus. He knew what lay ahead for him, but he also saw the faithfulness and power of God that was to be available for him. God had given Timothy a gift that had been proven by his mother, grandmother, and the Apostle Paul. And now the gift was his to use. So this morning, my friend, how about you? Have you accepted the gift of God that's been made available to you? The life of those like Timothy and Paul prove that your past doesn't have to be perfect for you to be fully forgiven and fully used by God. If you're a parent, especially this morning, if you're a mother, God can use your spiritual journey to make a lasting impact on your family and bless countless people in the days to come as they look to your faithful God. May God help each one of us to live out our faith in such a way that our children see the combination of power, love, and a sound mind working together to bring glory to God in every area of our lives.
There are so many questions people are asking today. Like, what does it take to know God in a personal way? Does He really love us, or does He even care? And is there a heaven, and how do we get there? Where do we come from? What about freedom from sin? Who is this Jesus? Why is His kingdom within? We could go on forever, on and on down. But the only real answer to all of their questions is this: a childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us, a childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us. And so for as difficult as they may seem, God gave us the answer. He simply wrote John 3:16. A childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us, a childlike faith and a trust in Jesus. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes for the Father to receive us.
Our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or another spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. Stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690, or you can send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd be delighted to help you in any way that we can. And mothers, if your children enjoy listening to a good story, you should try out our Dial-A-Story program. You can find a new story each week by calling 717-273-4561 and listen to a story geared for children, sharing the gospel message and helping to build Christian character. The number to call again is 717-273-4561. Also, if you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses that cover much of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. wherever you're at in your walk with Christ, we want to come alongside you and help you along your journey. We're just a church of ordinary people, but we've found Jesus to be the answer, the hope and help of all who seek him. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.
Take joy, my King.